In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. The scripture says that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I tell you, we are made righteous through the blood of Jesus. The covering of the blood, that we become new creations. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Do you know what I'm talking about today? That you are a new creation if you've given your life to Jesus? The Word of God says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I tell you, he wants you to be planted in the church where God is proclaimed and Christ is proclaimed, where the sacraments happen, especially baptism. Oh yes, you are righteous in the Lord due to the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. People say, what about Buddha? He was a good guy. On his deathbed, he still said, I search the truth. I still seek the truth. And if Buddha is in heaven, it's because of the blood of Jesus. Nobody is in heaven other than through the blood of Jesus. Mother Teresa, through the blood of Jesus. She is in heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And she did the greatest works because she was already righteous. Righteous and flourishing like a palm tree. Growing like a cedar in Lebanon. That's Mother Teresa. But what about you? We need many Mother Teresas, Father Teresas. We need many people to do the will of God. This is the will of God, to believe in the one that the Father sent. That's Jesus. The will of God is to believe, to totally surrender my life to the one that the Father sent, and that's Jesus Christ. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? I'm reading from the 25th chapter of Matthew. 31, verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and he will come in his glory, and all the angels with him, the angels will come with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. I remember in the 90s, on a Friday, they were coming into the holy city of Jerusalem, goats and sheep, and they were going to be sold. And I said, this is the way it looked like in the 25th chapter of Matthew. God separates the sheep from the goats. I want to be a sheep. And the Word of God will tell us how to be a sheep. So he separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left hand. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you that are blessed by the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. Do you give Christians food? Do you help Christians with food? I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. Do you help Christians with something to drink? I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Do you welcome Christians into your home? I was naked, and you gave me clothing. Do you do that to Christians? I was sick, and you took care of me. I'll never forget Brother David, who was with us and died in our midst. Oh, yes, the whole room was filled with people praising God. And he died at the moment of the Lamb of God. And we know where he went by the grace of God. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, thirsty and gave you something to drink? When was it when we saw you a stranger and we welcomed you, naked and you gave me clothing? When was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, that's Christians, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, member of the body of Christ, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was stranger, and you didn't welcome me. I was naked, and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't come to visit me. And they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly, I tell you, just as you didn't do this to the least of these, you didn't do it to me, to the least of the Christians. Oh, yes. Yes, we go out on Saturday, and many of these people that are homeless are Christians. I tell you, they had no one else to give their life to but Jesus, because they're desperate. Are you desperate today to give your life to Jesus? You say, well, I'm going to wait. Well, you might not have time to wait. You might be dead tomorrow. Oh, no, now is the time to give your life to Jesus. It says, truly I tell you, as you did not do it to the least of these, you didn't do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Eternal life is this, to believe in God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. Eternal life is this, to eat and drink the body and blood of Christ. This is eternal life. Chapter 26. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Jesus is prophesying that the Son of Man will be handed over to the Gentiles to be crucified. Then the chief priests and elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas the high priest, and they conspired to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, not during the festival. What festival? The festival of Passover. Or there might be a riot among the people. Now, while Jesus was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment. Now, I'm telling you, the only way to get into that alabaster jar was to crack it and pour out all the oil on Jesus. And she poured it on his head as he sat at table. But when his disciples saw it, they were angry and said, why this waste? Anything you give to Jesus is not a waste. Saint Francis was living poverty, but the church was filled with light and flowers for Jesus. Oh, yes, everything he did for Jesus was wonderful. He did not do it for himself, but he did it for Jesus. For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum of money, and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble this woman? She has performed a good service for me, for you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring out this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her."
We hear about her today. This is wonderful love that she had for Jesus. She found out that he was in Simon the leper's house, and she wasn't invited. And she went in, cracked that jar, and poured oil on his head, and it went down to his feet. I tell you, this is wonderful love. This is wonderful love. Do you have wonderful love for Jesus? Are you buying Jesus flowers? Do you do for Jesus what you would do if he walked in your house? Do you prepare food for Christians that are poor and neglected?
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. Remember Joseph. Joseph was paid. They paid for Joseph 20 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. How do we betray Jesus? By being embarrassed to talk about him. How else do we betray Jesus? By not going to church and celebrating the Eucharist. How else do we betray Jesus? By not witnessing, by keeping your life to yourself. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city and to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" Remember, there would be a furnished room, and that would make preparations for the Passover for Jesus and his disciples. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." How awful. How awful somebody that walked with Jesus 3 years would betray him. But you know what? Peter denied him 3 times. Oh, Peter said, "Never will I betray you, Jesus, even if it comes to mean my death. Never will I betray you, Jesus." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one never to have been born." Judas, who betrayed Jesus, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." Do you love Jesus today? Do you tell him that you love him? Do you tell him that you need him? Do you tell him that you want him? Do you tell him that you're desperate for him? Do you love Jesus today? How many times have you told him today, "I love you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus"? I have a woman that calls me infrequently now that she's older, and I lead her in prayer. "I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus." She repeats.
Save me, Jesus, she repeats. Be my Lord, Jesus. Be my Savior, Jesus. Be my everything, Jesus. Be my health, Jesus. Be my healing, Jesus. Be my life, Jesus. Let me live my life for you, Jesus. Do you know that today? That the Good Shepherd wants you to live your life for him. He's looking for disciples who will follow him and follow him to the end. That means to Calvary and to the empty tomb. He replied, "You have said so," to Judas Iscariot. And while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Oh yes, the Mount of Olives was the very place where Jesus would go to pray. Being on the Mount of Olives, you look down and you see the holy city of Jerusalem. You see the temple, because the temple was there during those days. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Though all become deserters, because of you, I will never desert you." Well, Peter has good intentions. I told the Lord once, "I will never doubt you again," and I had good intentions. He knew I would. Jesus said to Peter, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Where were they? Like, where were they at the cross? Not many were there. John and Mary, the mother of God, and Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joes. I tell you, not many people followed Jesus to the cross. Not many people. Why? They were afraid. They were afraid that they would be next. And I'm telling you, at one time they were next. Jesus was crucified, and the apostles all suffered martyrdom, all except John the Beloved. Then Jesus went to them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter, James, and John, the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and agitated. Why? Because he's afraid to die? No, not that at all. At this moment, the sins of the world started to pierce the heart of Jesus, and he started to pray. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little further, he threw himself to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." The cup of all the people that are being drawn into him, from Adam until whenever. It happened especially on the cross. "Yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "So, could you not stay awake with me just 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Isn't that true? Isn't that true? When's the last time you fasted? Flesh is weak.
When's the last time I fasted? The flesh is weak. Again he went away for a second time and prayed, My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. Luke tells us that God sent angels to comfort Jesus. And he said, Your will be done. He continued to experience people being drawn into his sacred heart. Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going, for my betrayer is at hand. Verse 47 of 26th chapter. And while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, The one that I will kiss is the man. Arrest him. Arrest him. At once he came to Jesus and said, Greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. Jesus said to Judas, Friend, do what you are here to do. Judas was one of his friends. What a friend we have in Jesus. Do we do the same thing? Do we betray him? Please, don't betray Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Tell him you're desperate for him. Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword and drew it and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me 12 legion of angels? But how then would the scripture be fulfilled, which says it must happen in this way? At that hour Jesus said to the crowds, Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled. Then the disciples deserted him and fled. Are you deserting Jesus today? Are you running away from Jesus? He has plans for your life. Are you running away from them? You say, not me. I don't want to be a priest. But if he's calling you, are you saying yes? It's time to say yes. Not only a priest, but he's calling you to be a Christian, to spread light to the world. Oh yes, Christians spread light to the world. The world is in darkness. The only light the world has is Jesus working through Christians who have given him their lives. Have you given your life to Jesus? Today is the day to do that. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I would like to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit that takes place at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, July 8th to the 14th. Oh, yes, you can buy your tickets at the door. This is a time when we come to praise God and come into the atmosphere of the glory of God through praise. I also need to hear from you. Go to PayPal and leave a donation. InSeason.net, go to PayPal and leave a donation. May Jesus Christ be praised, and may he bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.